begin.
I wanted to do some halacha here that we have with Shabbos. You know, if you're mechal Shabbos, it's a terrible thing, and there's a three-prong punishment for it. Someone's mechal Shabbos with Edom and Asra, mechayev skewer. If the fellow's mechal Asra, skewer is the most severe punishment of the East Basin. The second level is chiyuv karis. If a person did something amazing and there were no asra, or there were no aim for that matter, Hashem knows he did it on purpose. And then the third level is if someone does a bishogeg, is it chayav achatas? It's chayav sin offering. Okay, and therefore, anytime a person falls Shabbos on a level of Yeraisa, there's a three-level punishment. And you have to plug in accordingly to that three-level punishment. Okay? Now, I wanted to talk about today the concept of Borer. Borer comes out a lot on Shabbos, and the klal is basically the following. In order to select something when you're eating, you need three conditions to make it mutter. The three conditions are ochol mitoch solus. You have to take the food, the good from the bad. Ochol mitoch solus. Number two, it must be miyad, immediately. You must eat the thing immediately. And number three, it must be biyad, with your hands. Ochol mitoch solus, it is miyad and biyad. Can I use a kli? Those three conditions are needed al pi halacha. And also, it should, in order to be over the iser of borer, you need to have two minim, two separate minim, two different species. And therefore, we have a situation where you are selecting and separating. This is the malach of borer. And it comes up quite a bit, and you have to be cognizant of it. And you can't just say that I'm eating, it's okay. Yes, Nate.
Is it only by food?
No. Good question. Let's answer Nate's question right away. It is not just by food. But what you need to have is called a mixture, a taruvus.
How do you get ochol mitoch solus if it's not food?
What did you say?
So one of the conditions has to be ochol mitoch solus. How do you get that if it's not food?
Right, so let's say, what I want to point out is in order to be over borer, you need a taruvus. It has to be a foundation of a taruvus. It has to be a mixture. And that's to the naked eye, for the course of man. So if I have a bunch of clothes on a bed, and I want to pull a piece of clothes out of that pile, that could be borer. Because the one that I want now is considered to be ochol, and the one that I don't want is called solus. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a taruvus. It has to be a mixture first. Yes, go ahead. I couldn't hear you. If they are mixed together, but if they're piled up in the drawer, the food, that's not a taruvus. Okay? If we're talking about where it's piled up together. Okay? So you need to have those three elements to make it mutter. Okay? And it can apply outside food like Nate said. And the halacha is, however, if you don't do those three things, and you, let's say you use a certain situation where, let's say you don't use the proper kli. What's the best kli to be over an iser, a borer, a nafe, or a kivra, a seed? But let's say you use a kanun v'tamchui, You don't use the classic lead, then it'll be issur midrabbanan. Okay? And if I use, let's say, offer me talk solus, and I do it with my hand, but I don't eat it immediately, what's the din in that case? What would you say in that case? Again, we said if you don't use the classical kli, you're missing the rabbanan. What happens if I do biyad, and I do offer me talk solus, but I do a laotzer? What does laotzer mean? What does borrow laotzer mean? Can't hear you.
Later.
Exactly. You know what the din is in that case? The chayav skila. So I want you to get that. In order to make a hefter gummy, you need all three. And therefore, the love is nasik and borer laotzer, and you are what? And you are chayav. Okay? So if you're olchem tov solos and biyado, if you do an otzer, you're chayav. Yes, go ahead,
Usher. Lacking even in one category on your
private. Let's say if you're lacking in miyad, okay? If you're lacking in biyad, it might not always be your rice, it's not the classical fleet. You follow what I'm saying? So let's just stick to that as of now. Now, this leads us to the following, which I wanted to bring out. What happens if you have a situation of bones and fish? You guys ever taken bones out of fish? God forbid a person can choke on bones, right? So there's a longer luck about taking out bones of fish. You're eating right away, yes? And it's biyad. But what's the problem? It's soulless b'toch ofel, no? So here, there are many poskim, the Beralucha quotes, that say it's not shnei minin. The bone is part of the fish. You hear what I'm saying? And therefore, maybe you could entertain that there is a...
It's not a mixture.
What'd you say?
It's not a mixture.
You know, it's pretty mixed in well. The fish with the bones are pretty good. You can't sometimes see them. So I think that's a karubis. But the finish of the Beralucha is that he feels that Lamaisa is considered to be maybe all one min. He says, Kevinat Samas Vabasar Vahibur Echad. Okay, now there are some postmen that say not that way, but Achlin and Bar Min Echadu, Ein Shem Solasalam. Ve'ezin Inch Vesakan Ocho Mitoch Hashom, or Tikun Ocho Bahamu, Ein Shem Alokalam. Adkan Lashono. So there are those sheikhs that say it's Mekum. Now, there is a way to get out of it. What's the way to get out of it, according to all sheetahs? Take some meat of the fish. I don't mean literal meat, but take some flesh of the fish, you know, out with the bone. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but if there's a fly that falls in your tea or your drink, so you're allowed to remove the fly, says the Mishnah Berurah, with the liquid, some liquid together. Because that's not ofel mitoch psolus. That's taking the ofel with the psolus. So you're not being overbowered. You follow me? But if I just took the fly out itself, that would be an issur d'oraisa of bowered. Because I'm not eating the fly, it's stuff in the otzer, right? And you got to be careful about that, okay? Now, lamaisa, this leads us to the following, which I want to get this halacha, okay? Yes, go ahead, Jonathan.
What about the skin on like a piece of chicken? Like, let's say I don't want to eat it, but obviously I have to work around it somehow.
Yeah, I think you should never peel off the skin off the chicken and just cut around it with some chicken. You understand what I mean? Leave some chicken on it.
Also,
you shouldn't just pull off the skin without any meat of the chicken.
You like leave it attached, but you kind of like lay it back a little.
Okay, then you're taking ofel mitoch psolos. But I'm saying to remove the skin is a problem, according to many poskim.
How is that a mixture?
I mean, they're together. I thought you were going to say it's
around them.
It's a min echad. That's what you mean. It's a min echad.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, it's not a mixture.
Definitely, it's a mixture. It's together.
The mixture's got to be together. It's one's around the other.
The skin, it's enveloped.
It's
enveloped.
Yeah, it's very distinct layers.
No, but it's enveloped. It's enveloped together. Just like you take the bones, you're supposed to allow the bones from the fish, also take some meat from the chicken. Don't just remove it, the skin, okay? Now this brings us to the following, okay? There's an interesting halakha that comes up when you want to filter. You know what filtering is? With water? So do we allow you to use a filter on Shabbos for water? So we assume that that's mutter, you can't see with the naked eye what you're separating. If you can see with the naked eye what you're separating, that's a problem. Okay? I love the mites. So in New York water, there's bugs that if you fill up a cup of water, and in fact, if you take, I think all the sinks are while you are filtered, but your copepods, if you fill up a cup of water, the bugs will emerge after like 45 minutes. So you're filtering that, but we don't see the filtering, so that's why the mites are probably okay. I'll begin to do that on job as long as you don't see them much. They will emerge though after a certain amount of time. Lebelski says if you drink and you don't see it, it's fine to check or hold the saucer. That's why we have all those faucets or filters. But on Shabbos, to use labrie? A breda. That would be okay to punch a shot, but you can't see the thing. Now, the last thing I want to do, because we have a short shade, I want to get going on that thesis, is the halakha of spitting on Shabbos. What does that have to do with Borer? The Ramah writes the one that's sitting in Shimon test, if you spit on Shabbos and the wind takes the spit, you're chai of a malacha of Zora, not Borer, but Zora. What's Zora? Is anyone familiar with Zora? We mentioned it last week, winnowing. You throw the shaft up in the air, the wind assists you taking off the shaft, and therefore you're chayiv. So when you spit, the wind takes the spit and spreads it. So that's why the Ramah quotes this Yerushalmi that says you're chayiv. And many of the Gedol HaKohanim say this cannot be. Because the Bavli compares Borer with Zora. And you're not removing any bad stuff. It's just the spittle spreads. So therefore they argue and say it cannot be. This is an absolute error. An absolute error. Error. It's an error. A mistake. Yes? The whole thing is soulless. Why do you think the guy's spitting? There's no part that's good and bad. He says you're not chayav mishum Zora, says Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis. And even according to the Ramah, it's only by a human being. Why do you mean by a human being? Because Ein Bishum Amre B'Gedulei Karka, right? A man is Gedulei Karka, gets his sustenance from the ground. But if people shoot water, they want to fan the water, that would not be a malacha of what? Of Zora. Because there's no good and bad. You follow me? So the Gedol HaKohanim saying, also you're not mechavin for it. It's a psikresh lo nichole. You don't want it. So therefore it comes out, halacha lemaaseh, and this Ramah is very difficult. There is a sefer called the Alfei Menashe that claims the Yerushalmi meant Arba Amos Persusa Rabin. When you're walking in the street and you spit, and the spit travels Arba Amos Persusa Rabin, so what's the din?
It's a rest, huh?
It will not be Zohar, it will be a different malacha of Arba Amos Persusa Rabin. That's what the Yerushalmi meant, yes. That's what he says the Yerushalmi meant. Because the wind helped you carry it. Yes, go ahead, Asher. I don't know if you have a bad enough cold. I don't want you to try and experiment, but if you have a bad enough cold, I think 6 feet, you could get it done. An am is a foot and a half. 4 times a foot and a half is 6. Yes, Nate.
If you're having like a stir fry on Shabbos and you only want the chicken and not the vegetables, you can take it out as long as you have to use your hand though. Take out the chicken. And the Shabbos dinner, you're supposed to be like, taking it out with your hands.
Yeah. I would do that. Why? You know why? Like, you don't want like the vegetables?
I'm saying in theory. I mean, not if.
Yeah. I don't think you should do that. You should have to do it with your hand. You should have to do it with your immediately eat it, and it should be ochel mitoch absolus. Yes, that's correct. That's a mixture. Well said. I know you don't think it looks too manner wise, but try to just take the chicken and ridge it. Don't have the vegetables on your plate. You know.
Well, that's also
a mixture. Right,
you
it's hard.
You take chicken out just
it's
without
hard.
Vegetables,
it's hard. Right. You have to do it with your hands. Correct. Yes, Jonathan.
Two questions.
No. Why would that be a problem?
Like,
spit from your body?
No, that like your mucus would be like removing the bathroom.
No. It's your body's not soulless, and it's, you know, just you're spitting out. It's what happens afterwards when you spit.
Also, on the screen just generally like a
it's not the key, it's the Chol HaShem. That's the after.
They always used to do it. This all this grew about not spitting in shul, so they always spit.
Yeah, you used to spit in a spittoon. Right. Okay, let's break here. Yes, Nate.
Soup? If you don't want vegetables in the soup, or if you don't want matzah, whatever it is, you can't take it with your hand.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's considered a mixture still, though?
All mixture, yeah. It's all a mixture. It's hard, yeah.
Everyone always asks, what do you want in the soup?
I know, but just leave it. Just leave it, you know. Try to eat everything. You don't want to be picky. Try to eat everything. Okay. All right, let's go over to Gemara Rashi. And we got to do the second tight song.